Shir number 49, we're continuing the Chayvus HaLevavos, is giving us reasons to give us a little bit of an understanding into the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is dealing with the concept of Tzadik Viraloi. So, we're up to the third reason. He says, Ulepahamim Hashem Yasser Oysoi, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu inflicts a person with pain, Kidei Laharois Shu Oyved Es HaBoira B'Simcha, to challenge him and see if he will serve Hashem, or he will still serve Hashem, with simcha, with a seiver upon him yafos, even when he's suffering from poverty or from pain. Kidei sheyilmedu mimenu b'nei ha'adam, kima sheyadu alecha miyisurav shel iyov. This is a very interesting thing. He says, there's two things. Number one is, laharois, to demonstrate or to see if the person will still have simcha when Hashem gives him the pain, and that will be in order for other people to learn from him, just like he says, what happened with Eiv. That Hashem afflicted him to prove to the Satan that he still will remain whole and in his emuna, even if he has Yisurim. Now, there's another piece of Chayvus HaLevavos in Shar Avas Hashem. And this Shar Avas Hashem, this piece of Chayvus HaLevavos, has a story that goes along with it. There was a Yid named Reb Gadol Eisner. Reb Gadol was a Rebbe, a Mashkiach in Ger before the war, survived the camps, and was a Mashkiach in Ger after the war in Eretz Yisrael. And when he arrived in Treblinka, one of his Talmidim recognized him and said, Rebbe, what's our outlook here? What are we supposed to think about here? And he took off his shoe, and inside he had a piece of Chayvus HaLevavos in Shar Avos HaLikim. And over there it's talking about a person who lost his family, his money, was stranded, totally lost. And he looked up to Hashem. And he says, Hashem, you took away everything from me. But even if you're going to burn me and kill me, I'm still going to love you. That's what Reb Gadol said to his Talmud, is how our outlook on life has to be. That no matter what Hashem sends a person, it will never diminish our love for Hashem. That's how the Chayvus HaLevavos over there describes someone who has Avas Hashem. And here he's saying that sometimes a person's afflicted with pain to see how he will serve Hashem. B'simcha v'sever panim yafos. How will he react? And that will demonstrate if he has the proper Avas Hashem. Maran Rav Shach Zichrayin Levracha used to say over the story that there were a bunch of Jews on the way to the gas chambers, and they were heading there, and they knew where they were going. And one turns to the other and says, "Today Simchas Taira, let's sing." And they began to sing, "Baruch Hu Alekeinu Shabonu Lichvaydai." V'ivdilonu min atayim v'nosan lanu Taira Zemes v'chayolam nota v'seichenu. And the Nazis were screaming, "Stop singing or we'll kill you all." And the Yidden just laughed in their faces. And Rav Shach said, "I'm mekan of them. I don't think anyone ever had a Simchas Torah like that. Such closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even through such Yisurim." The Barditchever, Rav Levi Yitzchak, Tzuch Siyagin Aleinu, once had a fire in his house and forged his entire home. After getting everyone out safely, he began to sing and dance. Baruch Hashem Shalei Asani Goy. People thought he lost his mind. And when they asked him, he said, "If I were a Goy, and I lived only for Olam Hazeh, I would be now left with nothing. But Baruch Hashem, I'm a Yid with Torah and Mitzvahs. And I appreciate now what I have that can never be taken away from me." So I began to dance and sing. And he said, "Join me in giving praise to Hashem." So sometimes that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the tzaddik, the ra, in order to test him, and when he will demonstrate his ava, it'll show everyone else. It'll show other people to learn from him how to accept suffering. The fourth reason, continues the Chayvus HaLevavos, Ulepa'amim habayri menaseh atzadik ba'ini machzor machlois biglal rishus b'nei doirei. K'dei laharis es chasidusoi shu oyver es elikim gam kishehu meduka b'yisurim. Sometimes Hashem brings Yisurim on a tzaddik because there are Rishoyim in that generation who claim that one cannot serve Hashem in their situation of suffering. Hashem shows them a tzaddik that he's Oyver Elikim, he serves Hashem despite his suffering. And to highlight the difference between the two, between the tzaddik and the rasha. The person, like we said, who has the avas Hashem, no matter what happens, will love Hashem. And the person who doesn't have the avas Hashem, no matter what happens, will not have the avas Hashem. However, people don't see the difference. And the Rishayim say it's not shayach. The Rabban Hashem says, I'm going to take someone and I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you that it is possible. Look at the difference. This is talking about the Goyim are going to look at Klal Yisrael and they're going to say that the tzaras Klal Yisrael had wasn't because necessarily of their averus. They were davik b'Hashem in any situation. And we, the Goyim, who lived at peace b'Shalom, and we continued not to serve Hashem, we caused them for their tzaras. They were soivel their tzaras because of us. Why because of us? Because we said it's not possible. And Hashem gave Klal Yisrael the Yisurim to show that it is possible to serve Hashem even when things are hard. And the Goyim l'asid lavei, when they're going to see the truth, are going to highlight that difference between Klal Yisrael and Umas Haolam. And the Chayvus HaLevavos is saying that not only is that on a Klal Yisrael level, it's on an individual level as well. Tzaddikim go through this so people should be able to see and draw chizuk and see how they're able to still serve Hashem no matter what the situation is.